Good afternoon. Shower activity has become more widely scattered this afternoon across interior New York and New England. We will still have to contend with a lot of clouds and isolated showers through the rest of the day as a cold front approaches from the west. Out ahead of the front, temperatures are warming up nicely, and it will be relatively mild today, with temperatures reaching into the upper 40s to around 50. Showers will linger into the evening as the front passes through the region. Then the wind will flip around to the west-northwest overnight tonight as it passes through, and temperatures will begin to drop into the upper 20s and lower 30s. The wind will persist tomorrow. We'll have in-and-out sunshine with a few flurries and snow showers passing through, brisk and colder, with temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. A reinforcing shot of colder air will build in on Saturday night on the heels of an even stronger northwesterly wind flow. This will send temperatures back down into the teens for overnight lows and then only recovering into the middle and upper 20s on Sunday afternoon. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and with the gusty winds over Lake Ontario, we'll have passing snow showers from time to time. The cold will be with us again on Monday, perhaps a little bit better into the lower 30s. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as high pressure will dominate the weather picture. Then another weak disturbance will quickly track through on Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a couple of scattered snow showers. Highs on Tuesday will push back up toward 40. The weather heading toward the Thanksgiving holiday will become quite interesting as a storm system riding along the southern tier of the United States will round the bend and up the eastern seaboard. Computer models earlier in the week had forecast this storm to push well out to sea, leaving us on the drier side. The latest computer models, however, are trending back toward the coast, which would put us in some unsettled weather and perhaps even some snow in spots for the big travel day on Wednesday. Behind this system on Thursday, blustery and colder weather for Thanksgiving, as highs again will barely reach freezing. So we'll watch how this unfolds as we head into the short work week next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a highly amplified upper-level flow pattern will allow for a large trough to build over the central and eastern United States through the end of the week and into the weekend. That strong Arctic front will move southeastward from the plains to the Gulf Coast, with a secondary surge of Arctic air entering the northern United States through the weekend. A huge surface high behind the front will bring widespread sub-freezing temperatures from the Great Plains to the Ohio Valley, and lows will be in the single digits in teens. It'll also turn sharply colder way down into Texas and the Deep South through the weekend after that cold front clears through the region. The weather will be active from the desert southwest to the southern plains as the cold front settles southward. A concentrated area of moderate precipitation is expected to develop over the Four Corners region this afternoon as a pronounced upper-level low forms near Southern California. Deep moisture transport ahead of this feature interacting with the front will allow for periods of rain in the lower elevations of Arizona and New Mexico and snow for Utah and Colorado. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 21 below zero at Jordan and Poplar, both in Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers in the upper 50s, Boston, showers in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo, showers developing with highs in the mid 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 30. The record high 70 set in 1931, and the record low 9 in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m. 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain showers and some wet snow across the higher terrain today, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy, with scattered rain and snow showers overnight tonight, with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and relatively mild with rain showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and relatively mild with scattered rain showers today and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Clouds and showers today, relatively mild in the middle to upper 40s. Cloudy with scattered rain showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers, relatively mild today, with highs in the upper 40s. A few showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder, with a few flurries and snow showers in the upper 30s to around 40. Much colder Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds, windy, with a few scattered snow showers only in the 20s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Monday, lower 30s. A few snow showers Tuesday around 40. A chance of rain and or snow on Wednesday in the mid-30s. And windy and colder with flurries on Thanksgiving Day, with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.